Jamestown Libraries relaxing COVID restrictions and exploring expansion, zebra mussels discovered in Twin Lakes. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. James River Valley Library System Director Joe Rector says they continue to evaluate COVID-19 restrictions at both libraries in Jamestown.
Our library hours have been restored to pre-pandemic levels now. The Alfred Dickey Library is now open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. So it's 10 to 8 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6 on Friday, and then Saturdays, 11 to 4.
Rector added the board will continue to watch and decide what steps to take as the summer goes on.
The board will continue looking at things, and we're going to continue relaxing restrictions as soon as we can.
The North Dakota Game and Fish Department has confirmed the presence of invasive zebra mussels in Twin Lakes, Lemoore County, after a local cabin owner reported adult mussels attached to a floating log over the weekend. Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator Ben Holland says subsequent follow-up sampling found a few other zebra mussels attached to woody debris. In addition, Game and Fish Department A&S staff processed plankton tow net samples collected from Twin Lakes on June 22nd, and zebra mussel velgers were detected in those samples, indicating a breeding population of mussels within the lake. The 1,735-acre lake is a popular fishing destination located a few miles north of Lemoore. Twin Lakes is located approximately 6 miles from Lake Lemoore, which had a confirmed finding of zebra mussels in 2020. And hundreds of people attended the dedication of the Veterans Park in Sanborn on Saturday, July 3rd. More than 600 names are engraved on the Mesabi black granite stone from every branch in the U.S. military. Army veteran Eldred Knudsen says this is a great tribute to those who served and some who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
It's awesome. A number of people that came together, worked so hard at leaving a legacy to be remembered in this community.
That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.